Thank you for reminding us of your sacrifices at times like this. We worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You're excited to be here. Say in honor, amen. Say the Lord is able. This is the Sunday service before the Christmas season celebration. And times like this remind us of the birth and the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. And we are grateful to be related to him. Grateful to be associated with him, grateful to know him, and grateful to be called his own. We are eternally privileged to be called the children of God. This morning, we will be looking quickly at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Luke chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. The Lord bless his word. I want to speak on the subject strategic praise. Strategic praise. Don't forget that we are still in our season of praise for greater glory. By way of introduction, we are in a season where we mark the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The exact date is not known, but the period, the season, where we mark the birth of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a season that is marked with celebration. Because the birth of Jesus arrived with at least three things. First, praise from the earth to heaven. Because the Bible said the heavenly host were praising God when his birth was heralded. So it's a season of praise from the earth to heaven. Second, it is the season of peace from heaven to earth, where God decided to invade the earth with his peace, because Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. It was the birth of peace. And thirdly, it was the arrival of goodwill from heaven to earth. It's all there in that scripture. Joy and celebration from the earth to heaven, because peace came down. Because goodwill came down.
Peace came down means crisis went off. Peace came down means conflict went off.
And of course, goodwill. The birth of Jesus is God telling human beings, I wish you well. Goodwill. I wish you well. I desire you end well.
So by all means,
it is a season of praise. It is a season of celebration.
The challenge, however, is most Christians are unable to praise God as much as they should because of diverse situations and circumstances of life. Most Christians, under normal circumstances, and in fact, they are unable to praise God because of diverse situations and circumstances of life.
And even at this season, which is a season of praise and a season of celebration,
there are some here and some maybe watching who may be wondering now,
what is there to celebrate?
Well, there is so much to celebrate.
The birth of the one who came to rescue you from hell to heaven.
But the truth is, beyond that, when there appears to be no physical reason to praise God, when there appears to be no physical reason to praise God, when praise appears difficult to offer, that is when praise is the most strategic.
Did you hear what I just said?
In your life, when there appears at any time to be no physical reason to praise God, or praise appears difficult to offer, maybe because of situations around, that is when praise is the most strategic. Let me say it in another way you will understand. When praise becomes more of a sacrifice, according to what that passage says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise, done almost out of inconvenience or pain or whatever. When praise becomes more of a sacrifice, that is when it is most strategic and successful. That is when your praise becomes the most strategic and the most successful and the most resultful and the most impactful. Say that again. When praise becomes more of a sacrifice, almost as if you are trying to force yourself to do the praise, that is when it is most strategic, most successful, most resultful, and most impactful. Somebody say amen. Anybody can praise God because they got a new car. Anybody can praise God because they got a new job. Anybody can dance on the day they got married. Anybody can celebrate the birth of a new child. But that person that is celebrating God, when there is not a new child yet, or there is not a new, or there is not a husband or a wife yet, is celebrating God not because there is a car yet, or is celebrating God not because there is a promotion yet, is just celebrating God because God is God. That is when praise is the most strategic, the most successful, the most resultful, and the most impactful. Someone say amen. Praise Praising God because he did something for you is very good, very, very good. Because it will make him to do more for you. But praising God in the face of neutrality is when it is most successful. Someone here, in this Christmas season, in this season, your praise is about to produce a result that is going to shock you. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. There are three praise types. Strategic or sacrificial praise types that I want to mention quickly that is impactful. Number one, I call it praise in the midnight. Praise in the midnight. The kind of praise that Paul and Silas did in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 verse 25 to 26. He said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was an earthquake, great earthquake. Giddy, 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 giddy. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. Praise in the midnight. Anybody can praise in the daytime, but it takes a strategic child of God who understands spiritual principles to praise when it is midnight. Hello? And I am not just talking about a physical midnight. I'm talking about a metaphorical midnight. Now, if we are talking about midnight, what is praise in the midnight all about? First of all, this is 1A now. Praise in the midnight is praise when contending with the forces of darkness. When it appears as the forces of darkness are trying to be on rampage, contending with dark forces. The praise you are doing at the time when the forces of darkness seem to be in sway, that is strategic praise. Dangerous in impact. What is praise in the midnight? It's also praise in the midnight is praise when light seems low. When light and light in first direction, it seems low. When you are low on what to do, you are low on what steps to take, you are low on what moves to make. Oh, definitely in scripture, when people needed direction, they always praised. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, when Elisha needed direction, he asked for a minstrel. Praise in the midnight. Midnight is a time where there is no little light. You step out, light is lacking. And you are looking for which way to go. Praise in the midnight is praise when light seems low. When light seems very, very short supply. When a person is looking for which way do I go? What steps do I take? Who am I getting married to? What business do I do? The year coming, what am I to do in the coming year? Which direction do I move? Praise in the midnight is strategic praise. What is praise in the midnight? Thirdly, praise in the midnight is praise when action or activity seems slow. You know, no matter how busy a town is, in the night time, vehicular movement and every form of movement slows down. It slows down. Where action and activity seem slow, around your life it appears as if things are not moving the way they should. Business is not moving the way it should. Things are not flowing the way they will normally flow. That is midnight praise. If you are able to praise in the midnight, where it appears like you are confronting the forces of darkness, or it appears like direction or light is needed, or it appears like activity is not much.
Praise in the midnight, what is the consequence of it? It provokes drastic divine intervention.
Suddenly, sudden drastic divine intervention. And while they sang, they prayed and they sang, suddenly there was an earthquake. Suddenly, sudden drastic intervention. You heard the testimony of that young man. That young man, where we declare that the year is not permitted to end until your things enter your hand, and suddenly things began to flow. I stand by an apostolic and a prophetic mantle to announce to somebody here, very sudden drastic intervention will happen to you after this service of praise today. In your life where you are confronting the forces of darkness, in your life where you need light and direction, where it looks like activity and action is low, where it appears like your life is in bondage, very sudden drastic intervention shall happen for you. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. Tell somebody, say, don't just praise in the daytime. Praise in the midnight. And you will see sudden, drastic. Say it. And you will see sudden, drastic, divine intervention. Say it loud, amen. So the first strategic or sacrificial praise that I had to talk about was praise in the midnight. Number two is praise in battle. The time of battle is not the time where you want to praise. But praise in battle is a strategic praise with drastic results. Joshua chapter 6 verse 10. In verse 20, in the battle of Jericho, it was the shout of praise that collapsed the wall of Jericho. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 23, in the battle that Judah and Jehoshaphat had with the three nations, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites. In that battle, it was praise that was key. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. In this season, anyone who has ganged up against your life, they will help each other finish each other. Everyone who has ganged up against the church of Jesus in this nation, they will finish each other. Somebody shout, power! Take your seat. What is praise in battle all about? Praise in battle is praise in the face of sudden battles that arose without warning. In the face of sudden battles that arose or that arise without warning. Jehoshaphat was just there. Suddenly he realized, if you read from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1, he was just there and suddenly he realized there was battle. What did I do? Nothing. Sudden battles that arise without warning. All of a sudden you found yourself in the midst of conflict. You don't know what started it. Praise is a key to it. Praise can kill it. Secondly, praise in battle is praise in the face of enemy gang up and conspiracy. When suddenly 2, 3, 4, 5 people or agents or agencies makes you a subject of pursuit.
sudden gang up and conspiracy. This was what happened to Judah. The whole nation of the Ammonites, the nation of the Edomites, the nation of the Moabites ganged up together at once against Judah. Enemy gang up, enemy conspiracy. It is strategic praise to praise. When you are hearing this person and that person and this person and these people say they must bring you down, just step up in praise. Thirdly, praise in battle is praise. When there is no physical strength or might to handle the conflict at hand. When you look at yourself and you know that in your own self, you are not equal to this challenge. When there is no physical strength or might to handle the conflicts at hand. They prayed to God in 2 Chronicles, I believe it was from verse 12 thereabout. Father, will you not help us? For we have no strength, we have no might. Huh? Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. When you don't have the strength, the might, or the wisdom to handle the conflict at hand, and you decide to confront it with praise, it is strategic praise. And strategic praise, and maybe there is somebody here today who is in that situation. What is the outcome of praise in battle? If praise in battle provokes the participation of the Almighty in the battle. When you begin to praise God when there is gang up, when you begin to praise God with the rise of sudden battles, when you begin to praise God as you are surrounded, you are inviting Him. You are provoking the participation of the Almighty in the battle. You become a tag team with Him. Your praise is giving Him invitation and permission to step into the fight. Hallelujah. There is someone here today. I don't know the fight or the struggle or the battle or the conspiracy of the enemy against you, against us, against this church or against the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, in this season, they shall scatter. The conspiracy shall scatter. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. So you have praise in the midnight. Strategic praise. One. Praise in battle. That is strategic praise. Two. And thirdly, praise in scarcity. Praise in scarcity. Praise in scarcity. In John chapter 6 verse 11 and 12. Jesus needed to feed 5,000 people, 5,000 men, not to talk of women and children. He had 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks. Psalm 67, verse 5-7. He said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody is about to experience the mighty blessing of God. If you are that somebody, you will say a louder amen. If you are that somebody, you will say a louder amen. If you are that somebody, you will shout the loud most amen. What is shortage and scarcity of provision? Young lady testified in Otukpo the other day at the crusade in the morning session. How she was the only person in her family to ever attempt going through the university or the high institution. It was battle, but she crossed. No source of income. She will be finding money in her room, in her pocket, in her dress, at strange places where she never kept money. God saw her through. Hallelujah. Praise. In the midst of desperate shortage. For example, now, in this season, there are many people who are crying for supply, crying, what will I eat, and so on. Give God a praise. Something will happen. Finally, it is praise. Praise in scarcity is praise in the midst of severe need for fulfillment. Severe need for fulfillment. Fulfillment or satisfaction. There is a need. There is the need to be fulfilled, both to yourself as a person and those around you. The praise that you do at such a time is called praise in scarcity. Somebody say amen. Someone today will go home and just dance and dance and dance and dance. What are you doing? I am just praising God. I am in need of satisfaction. I'm in need of fulfillment, and I trust God. And I'm just praising and praising and praising. What is the outcome of praise in scarcity? Praise in scarcity provokes the unction for multiplication. It provokes the unction for multiplication and connection to supernatural supplies. The unction for multiplication and connection to supernatural supplies. The unction for multiplication and connection to supernatural supplies. I believe there is someone here hearing the sound of my voice that is about to see supplies like you have never seen before. I declare, I decree, I announce, and I prophesy, this last part of the year shall still be your best part of the year in the name of Jesus Christ. Systems are coming under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. So you have praise in the midnight, praise in battle, and praise in scarcity. You see, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. At times when you do what scripture says you should do, you look like a mad person. But this is strategic praise, and it's successful, it's resultful, it is impactful. What is my counsel? It's just twofold. What do you take home? One, praise God when you feel like it. Because it is a sign that there is a victory won in the realm of the spirit that you may not be aware of. Praise God when you feel like it. There are times when praise is bubbling inside you. It's just bubbling. When you feel like it, because it is probably a sign that there is victory won in the realm of the spirit that you may not be aware of. Psalm 106 verse 47. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. There is a connection between praise and triumph. We triumph in his praise. We praise in his triumph. Am I communicating at all? Every time you see the praise rise, pursue it. Follow it and praise it to a tangible conclusion. You know the way you feel the burden to pray?
and you have to go aside and look for where you pray. The way you feel the burden to fast, you woke up in the morning, you don't feel like eating. Even though you didn't plan to fast that day, you follow up that burden to a tangible conclusion. In the same manner, when you feel the pull to praise, follow it. You are in the midst of people discussing, excuse yourself. All right? And just follow it, because a victory is one that must be established. A victory is one that must be sealed. Many people lost their victory because they lack spiritual sensitivity. They are busy making phone calls when the praise is trying to rise up in them. They are busy sending WhatsApp messages and text messages when the praise is rising within them. They are busy doing this and that. Praise when you feel like it. It's a great opportunity not to miss. Secondly, is the opposite. Praise God when you don't feel like it. Because it is key to handling battles and situations you have no capacity to handle. Praise God when you don't feel like it. Because it is key to handling battles and situations you have no capacity to handle. It is key even to handling unforeseen battles when you don't feel like it. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies when I call upon my God. 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 4. 2 Samuel, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I. When I call on him, not just in prayer, but in praise. In so doing, I shall be saved from mine enemies. Did you see that? I will call upon him. Not just in prayer, but he added, he's telling you what the call is all about. Who is worthy to be praised? In calling him, at the place of praise, in so doing, I shall be saved from the gang up of the enemy, from the conspiracies of wickedness, from the forces of hell. It repeated that in Psalm 18 verse 3. Which appears like a repetition. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Colon. Interpretation. This is the outcome. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Praise God. Even when you don't feel like it. Now, when there are enemies around you, that's not when you feel like praising. But the psalmist said, in so doing, shall I be saved from my enemies? It is key to handling battles and situations you have no capacity to handle. It's key to handling unforeseen battles. It's a new day. Somebody is blessed. Who is that person? Who is that person? Who is being delivered from enemies right now? Who is being delivered from enemies right now? From forces of conspiracy right now? If you are that one, you will stand up with a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute. I want us to do strategic praise for a few minutes. And before 24 hours, you will see answers that will surprise you. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Hallelujah. Even if there was no need for praise. You came from heaven to earth to show the love from the earth.
to the cross, my debts to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I need your name. That is enough reason. That is enough reason. But if you are in battle right now, the battle is about to end. If you are in the midnight of situation of life right now, it's about to give way to daylight. If you are in scarcity and shortage right now, get ready to see the manifestations of the God who cannot fail. We had crusade in Makurdi and in Otupo. Some of you watched it. I would like the ICT, when you are set, to let me know to have a look at the crusade shots. You are set? Whenever you are set, you let us know. But God did all manner of unbelievable miracles there. Mighty, 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 mighty signs and wonders. One woman was healed of blindness and paralysis. Like a motorized kind of roller or something that she walked with to the crusade ground. Medical doctor's son. The son is a medical doctor. All manner. That was Makurdi. IBB Square in Makurdi on Tuesday night. Governor was there. Deputy governor was there. Speaker of the State House of Assembly was there. Many commissioners were there. Awesome. This happened in Nigeria. And it's not film trick. This is Makurdi on Monday night. I wish we had the altar calls. And that the Lord gave me the word of a man whose name started with a J, who was deaf in the ear, and that one ear, and that God wanted to heal the ear, and the man ran out, and he has been deaf for about 40 years. In that ear, one ear. This is Otupo Crusade. This is Thursday night and Friday night before yesterday night. The man came out, deaf in the ear, right ear for 40 years. His name starts with J, James. That's not all. He's a medical doctor. That's not all. He's practicing in Federal Medical Center, Makurdi, where they know him. That was a doctor, medical practitioner, whose practice could not help his ear. The same God who did that. Did you see that crowd there? The political crowd where they pay people money to come. You know what I'm talking about? Where they buy the people, they just pay them to come. And they hire crowd. And the people need to collect their money before they go there. It is not half near what is there. That is why the church is the determinant of the... Show that crowd again. This is Makurdi. When the crusade finished, people didn't want to go home. They didn't want to go home. They were on the road, distant men. These kilometers people walked. We'll give you the clip of the testimonies. Governor's wife and his deputy governor's wife and others were there the next day. Incredible. But this same God
who did all those things you saw there is about to change your story. I'd like you to give the Lord a dance for the next 8 minutes. And if you do it well, we extend it to 10 minutes. You will dance like, Lord, this is a strategic time. I am going to praise you. I am going to honor you. I am going to worship you. I am going to do your will. I am going to fulfill your purpose. You are going to dance and you are going to celebrate God, and something will change in your life today. If you are in the midst of a midnight, that midnight will disappear to daytime. If you are in the midst of battle, that battle is arrested. If you are in the midst of scarcity, you will see supply. I want you to help me shake 7 hands and tell them, give God a praise. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Let's go.
You are the reason why we are singing Jehovah. Hey! You are the reason why we are singing Jehovah.
clip was. Some people are outside there. What clip was that? Lift your hands up. Trooping in today.
Baby, can you give Jesus a big clap and a shout of praise?
Amen, amen. Give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. We'll take that shortly. Lift up your hands now, people. That was clip of people trooping to enter the stadium. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. He's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be honored. Worthy to adore, to be adored. Lift the hands high. I speak declaratively right now. That midnight situation of your life, today it has expired. Whatever be the current battle you are faced with, I prophesy, I decree, I announce that battle is over forever. Everyone in any form of scarcity and shortage and empty-handedness and scarcity and poverty, I declare that the systems will lose their peace. They will lose their sleep. They will lose their rest until all that is yours enters your head. In the name of Jesus. You won't end this year empty-handed. You won't end this year empty-handed. One more time, 31st of December, 2019 is not permitted to arrive until your expectations are manifested. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. That pressure of debt is over right now. That frustration that gave you that terrible migraine is over right now. Lower back condition is over right now. Internal heat condition, majorly on the chest and back, is returned back to hell. Father, I pray for that person with a base of skull fracture. I command healing right now, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. Master, we praise you. We honor you. God will take you by surprise. Take you too much by surprise. Lift your hands high. There are people here right now. You need the mercy of God. Right before them, lift your hands high. The touch of God is happening to somebody. Lift your hands high. At the count of five, you scream, I receive. And you place your hand on your head as you scream, I receive. There will be healings. There will be deliverances. There will be divine encounters that will show you what God has just done in your life. Receive that touch right now. At the count of five. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. And five. Receive. 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 Receive his touch. Receive healing touch. Deliverance touch. Miracle touch. Touch of deliverance. Touch of healing. Receive it. 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 Receive. Receive his touch now. Receive it.
Thank you, Master. That's right.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand. The ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the all. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Anywhere you are this morning, before we take one or two testimonies and then move to the next level of closing the service, you are here this morning, you know that your life is not right with Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Remain standing, please. I'll let you know when to sit down. You want an addiction broken off your life. You want to stand on Christ, the solid ground. You want total freedom from every agenda of hell. Pick up your Bibles or bags or anything and quickly rush to the front. Be the first to come. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus after you backslid. You want to come back full force. You want this season to be the season where you made Jesus the overall Lord of your life. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Christ the Son, Christ.
2.
All of the ground.
Keep coming. 3.
All of the ground.
4. Everybody sing
on
Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground
is sinking sand. All of the ground is
everybody sing
on Christ
the solid. Everybody see
on Christ
the solid rock I stand. All of the ground
is sinking sand.
From Spain, you're welcome. Welcome all the way from Spain to be in this service. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it, Lord. Thank you for helping me, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. The grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Stretch your two hands in front of you, everyone.